Jana Ciglerová studied journalism in Prague and in London, where she started working as a UK correspondent for the daily Lidové Noviny when she was still a student. She has since then written for an interesting variety of publications, including The Observer. Upon her return to the Czech Republic, she became the editor-in-chief of Elle magazine, later launched a women's weekly, and currently works for the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, as well as producing a TV show. In this week's One-on-One, Jana Ciglerová speaks about UK media, feminism, and how she first became interested in becoming a journalist.
I think there were two things, as far as I remember well. There was a guy who I really admired, and he was a journalist, or he was a journalism student. He was my skiing instructor, and I fell in love with him, and I wanted to be so much like him. So that was one influence. And the other one was Barbora Tachetsi. She's a Czech TV journalist. Now she works in TV again, yes. And Barbora Tachetsi was very fierce in her way of asking questions, and I remember once she interviewed Václav Klaus in a way that he almost left the studio, or he maybe even did leave the studio, and she was, I loved the way she was fearless, and that was another, I wanted to be so much like her.
And I believe you studied in Prague, but also in the UK. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, I finished the Czech journalism school, and I always, that was one of my dreams. I wanted to have my own flat, and then I wanted to study in an English-speaking country. And I found out there was a scholarship from the British embassy, from the British government, actually. And I applied for that scholarship, and I was the first journalist who ever got that scholarship. And that's how I got to London, and I got to study international journalism, and I got my MA there. And it was, I have to say, the most fascinating year I've ever had in my career. It was excellent.
And I believe that later on you also stayed in London, and you were the UK correspondent of Lidové Noviny, and you also worked for The Observer. Can you tell me a bit about that experience, and also how the UK media compared to Czech newspapers?
That's very interesting, because of course you have your ideas and your idols, and then you come to the actual house and you see the journalists work, and you realize that it's pretty much the same everywhere. But while I was actually studying international journalism, I worked for Lidové Noviny, and I worked as a UK correspondent, which was a work I really, really loved. And also I was there, my aim there was, or my purpose was, to learn how to write in English. You know, it's very difficult to write in a foreign language, and so that was something I really wanted to learn. And it was an accident, but there was a journalist who was doing an undercover story about bogus visa, and in London, and he was looking for a native speaker who would come with him and pretend that wants to apply for visa. So he chose me to come with him, and it was for the Evening Standard. Back then it was a respected paid newspaper. And so we did this story, and when, you know, we published the story, there was a whole page picture of me, you know, trying to enter some school, language school, pretending to be language schools. And it was very popular, and then this is how I got noticed, and I applied, as all of my other students, co-students, we all applied for the most prestigious media, Guardian, Telegraph and everything, but I was the only one who got accepted who got the internship, because actually I had a story, you know, with my cover photo, my huge photo, and an important article that revealed how the bogus visa language school operated. So that was it.
You also were for a while the editor-in-chief of Elle magazine here in the Czech Republic, and you later founded Ona Dnes, which is a supplement of the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes that is targeted at a female audience. Maybe you can tell me what it is like to work for media that tries to address a female audience specifically.
Well, these both two magazines were very different. Elle magazine is obviously a primetime fashion magazine, and it's mostly about fashion. And I felt always very close to women issues. And when I was offered the job at Elle, I thought no. And then I thought, maybe I can do there something. Maybe I can influence something. And I tried to bring a little bit of feminism onto the Elle pages and introduce working women. And, you know, we did several articles on them. But it was not the right publication to write about or to promote women's issues. So when Mara Frontanes was planning to launch Women's Weekly, I felt that was my chance to create a magazine that I was missing on the Czech markets. And we tried, but of course Mladá Fronta Dnes is again limited in its being mainstream medium. What I was trying to do was actually for a smaller group of women than Ona Dnes actually aims at. So I founded Ona and I launched it, and I found a editor-in-chief and I found the staff and I let it go.
We will later return to this issue, but I would first like to ask you about a recent project you were involved in. I believe you were in the UK to cover the royal wedding. Can you tell me a bit about your experience on that trip?
Oh, yeah. I begged my newspaper to get me there, to let me go there, because it was, after all those years, it was, again, my favorite job, which was being a UK correspondent for Czech newspaper. You know, I so loved the job. The atmosphere in London was excellent. It was, you could really feel that they have something we don't have. You know, they have something to be proud of. The love story that they enjoyed. Cool people, not cool people. You know, everybody was in Hyde Park. Everybody was watching it.
And I believe also recently you've been involved in a project called Dach Damo. Maybe you can describe your role in it and what it's all about.
So that's finally something I can address the women I wanted to address. It's a TV show. Most of the time, women are the ones who discuss. And it's Czech version of the famous American show, The View. And women should discuss mostly women's issues, but the real issues women address, you know, not issues which are dictated to women or projected to be women's issues. And I felt women are very strongly misrepresented in this country. There are no women in the Czech government. There are practically very few of them in the Czech politics, Czech parliament, and I thought that was a disgrace. And also when you get people invited, like commentators or analysts, invited to Czech shows to comment on the Czech news, it's mostly men. I wanted to show the world, or the Czech world, that there are actually great women, that there are smart women, and there are women with issues, women with ideas, and that there are issues that women need to address.
And as a media professional, as a female media professional working in the Czech Republic, would you say that it is harder for a woman to make a career, to have a career in journalism specifically, than it is for a man?
Yes, absolutely. But it's the same in almost every other profession. When you enter the world of journalism, you're equal. When you work until you're the age of 30, you're equal. You climb up, they climb, men climb up. It depends only on your abilities. You know, this is fair. But when then the woman has children and the man's career goes on and the social networking and economic networking goes on, whereas the woman's career stops and slows down. And even when she comes back after 3 or 6 years, because that's the maternity leave or parental leave here, when she comes back, she can only work a certain percentage of the time because the care of the children is again on her shoulders mostly. So that's why it is difficult for women here to have a career, because it interrupts by having children, it stops, and when you go back, you go on 40% of your previous salary, so you can't ever compare to men.
And how do you think women's magazines help perpetuating certain stereotypes of women? And what do you think needs to improve about the quality of reading and reading materials for women? How could that be maybe a catalyst for change?
It's a very interesting question, and it's a very difficult question, because I think there have to be many things to be implemented. But first, the magazines are sexist. They portray women, even the women's magazines, portray women as a sexual objects mostly. Most of the time you have advices how you should, what you should do with your appearance. And you have no alternative here, which is, that's what I find terrible. You have ageism and there is lots of airbrushing. So you don't get the real woman in the magazines, you know, so you don't get to see them. And when you get to the point where you have children and your interests may change a little bit, you immediately fall into category of being a mama, you know, mommy, and strictly mommy, and who's not enough mommy is branded as the mother who doesn't love their children. So we can only change the stereotypes of how we look at women and women's roles in the society by correcting the one that is now, and by raising our voices against being stereotyped and being sexualized.